gentlemen, it is now 2 o'clock and we'd like to call our meeting to order. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. We will begin by calling roll to confirm our quorum and please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio.
Here.
Sila Miller.
Here.
Beth Meyer.
Here.
Paul Bixney. Allison Klein.
Here.
Thank you. Stan DiAranzetta.
Here.
And Lois Lavelcrow, or Darlene. Okay, we do have five. That does consist of a quorum. We would like to approve the agenda as posted. We have a motion and a second, please.
This is Darlene. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Delvecchio seconds.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we would like to hear the review and approval of our January 31st, 2023 meeting minutes if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
This is Beth Meyer. I approve the minutes as presented.
Thank you. And a second?
Sila Miller seconds.
Thank you, Ms. Miller. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. Next, we'd like to hear the Commission's action on February 2023 waiver applications. Mr. Madani.
Yeah, this is Vaughn Madani. Good afternoon. With regard to this item, the Commission action on the waivers from the February meeting were consistent with your action from the January meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Next on our agenda, request for waiver at 404 North 17th Avenue, LLC, former Hutchinson Hotel, waiver number 614. Mr. Sellers? Perhaps we've lost Mr. Sellers. Can we wait just a moment? Let's get him back on the line.
No, Chip.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
We do hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for unmuting me, Tim. Marlita, the staff that's on the phone call?
Yes, we do have. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting today. We have Chip Sellers on the line, Mo Madani, Justin Vogel. Are there any other staff that I do not see listed at the top? Is there anyone else on the line that would like to be recognized for our recording? Any guests?
Hi, I'm Justin.
I'm sorry, please repeat your name.
Hi, I'm Joe Kaler. I'm the architect for this particular application, 404 North 17th Avenue.
Thank you. Will you be speaking on behalf of the represented parties?
Yes.
Thank you. Anyone else on the line who would like to be recognized?
Hi there. This is Ivana Botic. I am representing the owners.
At 404 North 17th?
Yes. Yes.
Could you repeat your name, please?
Sure. It's Ivana, I-V-A-N-A, Botic, B-O-T-I-C.
Thank you. and anyone else. Okay, if no one would like else to be recognized on the recording, Mr. Sellers, go ahead, please, with your staff analysis.
All right. The issue is vertical accessibility to all levels. The project type is a historical preservation alteration. Project progress and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to all levels of a three-story, 13,916 square foot historic building built in 1924. The building has a total of 32 units, none of which are accessible. The applicant is proposing to use the building as a mixed occupancy hotel and apartment building complex. According to the applicant, the first floor will have six guest rooms and six apartments. The second floor will have one guest room and seven apartments, and the third floor will have 11 guest rooms. Currently, the existing building has no accessible entrance, as both entrances, main and side, are elevated, leading into the lobby. The first floor rooms are accessed via a steep four-step riser, and the upper floors are only accessible via stairs. The project estimated construction cost is $2 to $2.5 million. The proposed alteration will consist of a full interior rehabilitation and restoration of the exterior of the building. The architect for the project stated that it would be impossible to install an elevator or a lift in the structure due to there being insufficient room on the lot. The applicant has provided documentation confirming historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property and technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Mr. Kaler or Ms. Botick, do you have any further comments to add?
I do very quickly. Joe Kaler speaking. I'm the architect of the project. Yeah, it was a very challenging building, you know, on two sides at least. It's on zero lot line, so it would be impossible to position an elevator. And unfortunately, the way the building was designed, the first floor has two levels. The level with the rooms themselves are about 24 to 29 inches above the lobby, and it's split into two components on where the rooms are. So it was very, very challenging to get any sort of accessibility to those, to at least the first floor room.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the council that has any clarifying questions for Mr. Sellers or Mr. Kaler?
This is Joe DelVecchio. I do have a question. What level of historical is the building? Is it national? Is it state of Florida?
Mr. Kaler.
To my understanding, it's the state of Florida as well as locally, historically designated by the city of Hollywood in one of their prior meetings years and years ago, designating it as historically sensitive to the city of Hollywood.
Hey, excuse me, but who answered that question?
Mr. Kaler.
Okay, I thank you, Mr. Taylor. I have a question to Chip Sellers. Chip, the applicants, do they send in any formal paperwork showing that this is an historical building designated by the state of Florida?
Yes, we if you look at the application, it has the documentation from the Florida Department of State that states that the building is historical. So we have all the information on that.
Great. I thank you very much.
Is there anyone from the public with any further questions or comments? Hearing none, back to the council for a recommendation, a motion, and a second.
This is Darlene. I recommend, somebody else is going to have to do it. It just went blank. Sorry.
Thank you. Do we have another council member who would like to make a motion?
This is Allison Klein. I will make a motion to approve the waiver based on historical nature.
Thank you. Darlene, would you like to second?
Yes, I can second it.
Thank you. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Speaking, please. Who is our opposition, please?
Apologies, this is Sila Miller.
Thank you, Ms. Miller.
The next item for discussion today is Island Coconut Grove Building, waiver number 612. I'd also like to note that Mr. Robert Fine is on the line representing the property. Mr. Hammers, he's having trouble being heard, and he has sent me a message, so if we could make sure that he's unmuted at the time for him to speak. Mr. Sellers, would you like to give the staff analysis, please?
Sure. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under construction. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features equals $188,165. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $356,723, with a 53% disproportionate cost. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an existing office building with a floor area of 2,175 square feet. The existing building will house a small local construction company. The proposed alteration will consist of providing accessible single-user men's and single-user women's restrooms on the ground floor, an accessible single-user restroom on the second floor, and renovations to make the building better suited for the intended occupant. The project cost is $356,723 for the alteration and $69,140 towards accessibility. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $119,025 and $120,848 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with questions or comments? Mr. Fine, would you like to make any further comments, and can we hear you at this time?
Mr. Fine is not muted. It's on his end.
Mr. Fine, you might want to move your cursor to the bottom of your screen, and where you see the mic, it should be green.
It is.
See you shaking your head. Are there any further comments that you'd like to make, or do you think Mr. Sellers covered it?
Mr. Fine, would you like to call in? This is Justin Vogel.
I got to say the same. Thank you.
Yeah, let's just give him a minute. I think he's going to be calling in.
Yeah, he's calling. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience.
Hey, how are you? Thank you for coming. Take it.
take it because it's useless. Hear you well. Thank you so much.
Much better. I'm sorry for that.
Please proceed with your comments, sir.
Mr. Chair and members of the council, my name is Robert Fine, representing Island Coconut Grove in its request for a waiver of the accessibility requirement to provide vertical accessibility pursuant to Florida Statute 553.509. The building that's subject of this request is a very small building. It's a total of 2,175 square feet, according to the tax rolls. That's for both floors. If the waiver we request is granted, and this is a requirement statute, the building will still be in compliance with the federal ADA because the building is less than three stories, less than 3,000 square feet per story, and it will not have the professional offices of a medical care provider, shopping center, transportation depot in it. The cost is as Mr. Sellers conveyed. The total costs over 3 years that are applicable to this would be $356,723. The cost of improvements to the path of travel, including vertical accessibility, $188,165,000, and that equates to 52% as set forth in the staff recommendation. This is a single-user building, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have about it. And with that, I'd like to say that my client respectfully requests that you recommend the granting of this waiver. Thank you.
Thank you. Council members, any clarifying questions for Mr. Fine or Mr. Sellers? Hearing none,
this here is Joe DeVecchio. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we grant let the commission know that we are in favor of granting this waiver on the grounds of vertical accessibility because of economic hardship.
Council, do we have a second?
Mr. Darlene, I second it.
Thank you. We failed to ask if there is anyone from the public that has any clarifying comments or questions regarding this subject. Hearing none, we have a motion and a second to approve based on economic hardship. All those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? No opposed. Unanimous. Did Mr. Vixney join the line? Not hearing a response, please let the record show that we do have six of our seven members that were on the call from the beginning. Is there any other council business that needs to be brought forth today? Is there anyone from the public who would like to make comments at this time? None. Our meeting can stand adjourned, and we thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for your participation today.
This conference.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.